Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And today's topic is on miracles, there you go, and manifesting your dreams, your goals, and what you want in life. Because this morning I woke up and I found a list of goals that I had made in 1986. Very intense. I hadn't seen it for about 3 years. I thought, whoa, let's take a look at this puppy. And you're right. I was really impressed because most of those goals, I'd say about 98%, had come true. So I guess it does work. You know, it's funny how I use my own philosophies on the show so many times, and that's where I get the topics. But when I looked at these goals, there was like a list of like 60 goals. And some of the things that I had wanted to manifest were like real tough. Like some of it had to do with letting go of certain things, certain people, certain situations, certain habits. And other parts of the had to do with what I wanted in life, financially, mentally, emotionally, socially, relationship-wise. And it just goes to show you that whatever you think, whatever you believe, whatever you say, and whatever you do does eventually become manifest. So better be careful what you ask the universe for, because you're going to get it. You will get it. And that's why it is so important for all of us to stay confident and positive and stable and secure. And also it's so important for all of us to stay in an area of vibration that is filled with love and light and good things. And that's why I just retain the basic simple necessities of life, which are to be happy and to be centered, stable, and blissful at no matter what the cost. And if anything happens in the universe, I just say, hey, this is perfect. This is all part for Farley's growth. And even though it might mean I have to let someone go or something in my life go, I just embrace it and say, what the heck? You know, I'm not going to let this hold me down. This is my movie. This is my life. This is my private hologram. And I'm going to enjoy every single second of it without exception. So that's why it's so much fun. Life is so much fun. And that's why when I look in the mirror every day, it's so exciting to see that guy there and say, gosh, not only is this guy my best friend, it's me. It's like, wow, I've got Farley all the time. You know, so that's the way you should be, too. You should be able to look in that mirror and say to yourself that you are just overwhelmed with enthusiasm with sharing your life with this person that you live with every day. And, you know, it's important because, you know, frankly, when you do feel alone or when you do feel low self-esteem or depressed or stressed out, oftentimes it's because you are being so left brain, so conscious mind, so logical, and so, affixed to the dimension that we live in and the things in it, that we forget about the spirit. Now, when you have a communion with your higher self, in other words, when you're able to channel your higher self and go on what I call autopilot, like if you've ever sat down at a typewriter without even thinking, and all of a sudden the energy just flows out of your arms and onto the paper, tack, 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 and you just type it right out, or you sit down with a pen or a tape recorder, or you do something in your work or your career that is like an automatic response, then that really is the closest thing I can identify to channeling a higher part of yourself. And like I say, your left brain does not go anywhere. Your conscious mind does not go anywhere, but it is a communion. It's like a docking of sorts where your right brain and your higher self do come in, your intuitive mind do come in and join with that left brain, that logical mind, and allow you to feel safer and more together and more loved and more happier and more evolved and higher in self-esteem, self-worth, self-confidence. Now, you know what happens when you get yourself into a pattern or when you get yourself into a mode or a cycle where you keep experiencing failures? And those of you with Capricorn planets in your chart, afflicted Saturns in your chart, or 10th house planets afflicted like I have, right? do not do well under failure. And frankly, you know, I did come from a position, too bad a lot of people that knew me when I was growing up didn't know that I had a three-tenth house planets, because they never would have used words that would actually portend negative success situations or failure. I'm not going to say it on the air because I don't want to create that in your universe, what someone might have said to me over and over and over again to sort of deter the possibility of my life being successful. But, you know, it does happen. And frankly, if you do have Capricorn planets or an afflicted Saturn or afflicted 10th house planets in your chart, then you are not going to do well in case you do have a failure, you know, because you're so used to things going smooth that when you have a setback, it's, you can become as fragile as a house of cards, which is really not good. Now, you know what the secret to being what I call super Capricorn is? Being a super Capricorn is like Nixon. I mean, I hate to use Richard Nixon because, you know, a lot of people blame him for the Vietnam War and a lot of the Watergate stuff, but he did get us out of Vietnam. He did arrange for us to make that pullout, so a couple things in his favor when he was under attack and subject to martyrdom, literally. He's a Capricorn. And he was able to overcome impossible odds that would damage his reputation and still try to, you know, somehow keep his name somewhat clear where people would still like him. And I respect the guy for that because I learned something from that. You know, I figured here's a guy under tremendous attack. His reputation's being damaged. I took a good look at his chart at the time. I thought, this guy is super Capricorn. Most Capricorn would either run away in the ditch, become a bum, escape in the bottle, go into total massive depression or failure syndrome philosophies. And this guy just shrugged it off. He embraced the whole thing and said, the hell with it. I'm just going to do what I want to do, and that's what I want to do, you know. So I learned something from that. And what I did learn is that miracles are what life is all about. Miracles are what my life is all about. And my life will continue to be a miraculous experience. And when I die, when I reflect on everything I've done in life, it's going to be a Disneyland of excitement, enthusiasm, bliss, ecstasy, and everything else I want it to be, because I allow myself to be in a mode of super enjoyment every single day, every single minute, every breath I take. And whenever I move into any kind of negative environment or negative experience for even a few seconds, I rebound from it. Yet you have tough transits. You do have tough transits, and sometimes you're with people that are having tough transits, and sometimes you're reminded of some of these things in your life that weren't so positive, that weren't so supportive, that could have been an anchor to you or could have set you back. I mean, do you ever recall an incident in your life where you either lost a job, got fired, got rejected, had a separation or a breakup or a traumatic experience with your parents, relatives, or friends, and it not only ruined your whole day, it seemed to affect your week, even your month, and for a while it was even difficult to pick yourself off the ground and get yourself going into any direction? And, you know, that is exactly where I used to come from. I used to be in a situation when I got scared or nervous or traumatized or put in a situation where one of my emotional buttons was pressed, then I just freaked. And I wasn't able to do it. I didn't want to go to work. I didn't want to go to play. I just would rather sit around, watch TV, and wallow in substance abuse or whatever, alcohol, and get myself in a negative spiritual state and compound it. And that's what happens. That's what happens. Those of us that are out there that have this Capricorn force, and everybody has a Capricorn factor somewhere in their chart. Like, if you're Libra rising like me, then Capricorn will be on your fourth house cusp, and that Capricorn factor will be in your past lives. The fourth house is the house of past lives. That's why it's heavy when you meet people that are your same rising sign who have the same sign in the fourth house, because there's a better chance you've been with people that have the same rising sign as you, because you both share fourth house energies. Okay? But Capricorn also on the fourth house cusp is, you see, why, people say, why is that, Farley? Well, that really because, for some reason, the Cancer vibration is connected to past lives and the past, memories, okay, and that sort of thing. So I have Capricorn in that fourth house. So what's that tell you? Well, my past lives have been filled with career success, failures, and all kinds of martyrdom and karma at high degrees, like most Libra risings. So, you know, you can find your Capricorn factor by knowing what your rising is. Let's say if you're Pisces rising, well, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn in the 11th house. So your Capricorn factor or your success failure syndrome, or where you would feel it the most if things didn't work well, would be in your 11th house issues concerning goals and friends. See, so, you know, this thing called life can be very easily resolved and very easily experienced and enjoyed as long as we are able to pinpoint those particular factors that will hold us down, anchor us, postpone our progression, or inhibit our progress because they are 1% negative. 1%. It's like somebody telling me, you know what, Farley, I have a best friend and I love him very much. He's a heroin addict, but I still love him. You know, I'll say to myself, wow, this is interesting. You know, like, this person actually makes time in his life. Here's a spiritually evolved, sober person to make time in his life to hang with a heroin addict or somebody that they'll go see or hang out with, and this person will shoot heroin or be loaded when he comes over, and this is somebody that is part of your life. Do you know something that's weird about life? Everything in the universe is your immediate reflection, which means if the world is not in a good place from your point of view, you don't like the people you live with, you don't like your friends, you don't like the people you work with, you don't like the person you're dating or married to, you don't like your kids, congratulations, this is your mirror. You are dealing with your reflection. That means if you have a heroin addict in your life, then this is not really a good statement, because this is telling me that somewhere you are hanging on to like a knife in your gut. It's like if you have a heroin addict or even a drunk or a drug addict somewhere in your life that you must see, you know, on a regular basis, then that is telling me that somewhere you don't like yourself, because you are loving someone that doesn't like themselves. Okay? You know, oftentimes people that don't like themselves are better off being totally abandoned by everyone that knows and loves them, which is usually something that does happen. If you ever go to Cocaine Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous, you do find that before people bottom out, or when they do attempt to bottom out and they try to stop taking drugs or drinking, that suddenly all their friends that have been partying with them leave because they figure this person's no fun to be with anymore because they don't want to party. And then you find yourself in a temporary sober state, and no one else wants to be your friend because you're a recovering drug addict and an alcoholic. So you find yourself totally alone. You know, and oftentimes it's because you're having a rebirth, because you are creating a new reflection, a new mirror, and in order to do that, sometimes you have to go through an awesome transition where you totally erase the slate and remove the trash. It's like looking at your apartment one day and saying, you know what? There's too much dust in here. There's too many old things in here, rotting things in here, things that are like knives in my gut, and I'm just going to remove them because I want my life to be a total reflection of happiness, love, health, glory, success, and miracles. And you can do it. You know, the funny thing about being a human being is that we are all like sculptors. We're all like artists. We have this power. It is called the power of God. But the whole purpose of this show, to teach you, you know, like which is what I really try to do every day, not really fessing to be an expert or someone that is a know-it-all person, because the Astrology Hour is designed and established and fortified with a philosophy that is basically the foundation of open-mindedness and the search for further truth. I happen to use astrology and metaphysics and karma concepts because this is my open-mindedness and truth that I have found. So I feel it's a real good foundation for us to go from, or something to share with people to help them open their mind and search for further truth. Because I don't believe in bottom lines, and I do believe in a heck of a lot more truth. But the truth of this topic, the point of this topic, is to let you know that you are a sculptor and you are an artist. And you know, if you're one of these women or one of these men that keeps painting into your life a lot of promiscuity and a lot of different lovers and a lot of different relationships, a lot of love-hate in your life, and then you call me up and say, Farley, I have a history of attracting a bunch of weird guys in my life. Yeah, this is your reflection. This is your mirror. You know, if maybe you had a wild summer in 1986 or 1987 or something where there was all kinds of people coming into your life going berserk, well, that was your reflection. Obviously, your energies might have been scattered, and your energies might have been in a situation where you needed to experience a lot of pain. Because frankly, when you go through a circumstance where there's a lot of patterns of love, hate, meeting and breaking up with people over and over again, lots of mini relationships or such, you're martyring yourself. It's like you're hurting yourself because you're trying to get yourself to a point where you're are finally shocked or so traumatized or so confused or lost or in so much pain that you will bottom out even metaphysically, and that will force you to do something good to yourself in your life and finally turn it all around. Now, if you look at your life and suddenly you find yourself maybe in show business, instead of being on the outskirts, you're finally there, and you have a good-looking boyfriend or girlfriend who's a success, they're sober and they're happy, they're fun, they're erotic, they're friendly, they're intelligent, and your friends are all together, they're balanced, they're not a bunch of drunks and drug addicts, and they're happy and they're getting stability, and finally you're getting along with your parents, you don't know why, they're suddenly talking to you, they're relating to you, you've changed, they've changed. Yeah, that says something a lot about yourself. You know, maybe subliminally you're following some of Farley Malarus's philosophies of being open-minded, being confident, being positive, being loving, noticing your life as a reflection or a mirror of your true self. You are the center of the universe. You are God, and everything beyond your center is a reflection of the universe from you. You are the I Am Force. There is only one force of consciousness in this universe on all levels. It is the I Am. It is that thing inside of me that says, I am Farley. You know, you might say, I am Barbara, or I am Mabel, or something, something like that. That they're all coming from the same source, the same being that is experiencing itself under different points of view, but there is still one huge bauble from which we all come, from which we all pull energy from, the source of light and love and substance. And this energy is so powerful, it is so incredible, and you are so powerful that if you allow yourself the existence of even one single negative thought, not only during the day, you know, I don't allow myself to have one single, some wonderful woman gave me a book once that I love. It says you cannot afford even one negative thought. And that's true. You can't. You cannot sit there and take your relationship, which you love and which you nurture and which is wonderful and beautiful with whoever you're with, and you can't afford to have one negative thought about that. Let's say you're with somebody. Let's say you have a beautiful relationship with another man, and all of a sudden you find yourself with another man who's trying to put down your relationship with your current beau. You're like sitting there going, yeah, well, he is this and he is that. You know, why are you allowing this other person to inject negative thoughts into your life? I don't know. You know, if somebody was going to be negative at all in my life, even 1%, I would probably take a coffee break and not come back. I'd say, excuse me, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a few years. You know, I'm out of here. So, yeah, you really can't afford one single negative thought in your own life or your own body. You really can't afford one single negative projection from people around you. And you can even ask for them. You can say, you know what, would you please be positive with my life and supportive and confident with my life, or leave, or I will. If you want to be my friend, guess what? The universe is perfect, and part of this perfect reflection that I am in this universe is the philosophy that we can have fun, we can be happy, we can be blissful, and there's no reason why we can't. You know? And like I say, let's take a look at astrologically some of these factors. Aries is childlike, they're cool. You know, Aries factors planets in your chart. Frankly, the thing that bugs Aries is they don't like to be treated like children or reminded that they're too childlike, because they take offense to it and then they shrink. You know, Taurus is real stubborn. They have dignity. They have arrogance. They have pride. They're like a bull. You know, you don't want to stab them. You know, Taurus can be reduced to rubble, you know, or forced to fight. You know, so they need to be proud and supported. You know, Geminis can ask a lot of questions and talk a lot, but they need to hang around people that can handle that, that can absorb that, that can respect it. Not look at them and say, well, you're crazy. I talked on the phone to somebody yesterday, some caller, some listener, whatever, and I was talking about human sexuality. And some of my philosophies with this person didn't gel. So they said, you're sick. You know, and right away, the phone just went, I hung right up after that. Because a person that would project negatives for whatever reason, if they don't respect your philosophies, why is it they have so many negatives to project into your life? Like, if you're around people, it's funny, I think in AA and CA, they don't like to use the phrase that starts with the word you or your. You know, do you ever hang around people that are always trying to tell you what you are? You're this and you're that. These are people that are really supposed to be in your life, right? No way. You know, it's like people that right away are judgmental and that are trying to manifest what you are. If you're around a person enough and they keep repeating that praise that you are this or that or whatever, and it's negative, guess what? It can manifest because they have that power of God too, and they can also allow the universe to open up and allow this energy to one day flood in. So, you know, when you think about this show, and if you didn't write it down or record it, when you remember this particular show on this particular date somewhere in 1989, just remember the word miracles. And whenever you have a hard time, whenever you have a hard day, whenever you're dealing with a negative person that's trying to be judgmental with you, or whenever you're trying to be judgmental with yourself, just remember and recall that word, miracles. Because miracles is really what we're going to use from now on to identify your life. That's what your life is. And if someone says, how are you? Then you, instead of responding, I'm fine or I'm great, just respond. Let them know you listen to the Astrology Hour, and they might be surprised when you answer miracles. And you know what? I'm going to do that today. When I go to the bank or the post office or when people say, Farley, how you doing? I'm going to go, miracles. You know how people will respond? They'll look at you and they'll light up. They'll go, wow, I've heard a lot of reactions to how are you, but I don't think I've ever heard miracles before. But you know, that's really where it starts. It starts in developing an optimistic, confident pattern of love and light and communion with the conscious mind and the higher mind. And when you believe in your power, when you affirm your power, when you learn to stabilize your self-love and self-esteem and adore that person in the mirror that you are, and you learn to stop being negative and to catch yourself being negative and alter that behavior with your mantra, miracles, then you can manifest it and you can be happy. And if you're in show business, you know, and there's people around you, even me, that'll call you up and say, well, it's a lotto. You know what why I do that to people? I say to people, you know what, show business is a lotto. But you know what the response is to that? I believe in miracles, and I'm going to be a star. And you know, those are the kind of people that make it. People that never say die are the people that I want on my team. People that never give up. People that know they're going to win the cattle call before they go in. People that can produce and direct themselves and be their own agents and managers. People that are so powerful they overwhelm the other masses that are limiting and negative. Miracles. That's what it's all about. And it works. You know, so if you are a person like me and you have Capricorn planets in your chart, Capricorn factor in your chart, an afflicted Saturn, or let's say you might have Cancer planets, which can be sensitive and moody and emotional and also cling to the past with, you know, the thing about Cancer planet people, I'll tell you this, if you have Venus, Mars, or Moon in Cancer, is that you like cute things and you also like cute people. And sometimes you don't like to let go of the cuteness in your life, even though it might not be totally cute. The thing with Cancer vibration is they don't like to let go. So they might have a friend who's a heroin addict that they won't let go of because they'll think, well, I'm helping this person. I need this person in my life, and I want to be there to assist them in case they are having a problem. But maybe the person needs to be abandoned so they can bottom out and turn it around. If they didn't have you in their life to somehow acknowledge their habit and accept it or deal with it, you know, then maybe they'd be different. You know, it's like live or die. Take your choice, right? Leo planets, well, we're dealing with pride and dignity here. Leos don't like to be rejected. Leos like to be loved and pampered and patronized and supported. They don't like to be lied to. They don't like to be cheated on. They don't like to be rejected. They don't have to like to have their dignity tarnished. And, you know, one thing about a lion is they're going to be the most proud sign, or they can be the most hurt and devastated sign. So you people with Leo factor, risings, moon, sun, Venus, Mars, whatever, in your chart, know to retain your dignity, like Farley. Miracles. Miracles is a wonderful word for Leos to hang on to. The Virgo energy is weird, because we find them so self-critical and critical on others. Oftentimes, they're the ones that are being judgmental. You're this, you're that, you're this. If you're going to say you, try saying you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're spiritual, you're voluptuous, you're sensuous. If you're going to put yourself down, change it around. Instead of being I'm this and making it negative, then make it I'm happy, I'm loving, I'm caring, I'm free, I'm wonderful, I'm blissful, I'm good-looking. You know, just let's start, you know, creating positives. You know, some of you people are so negative in many ways, no offense, that if you try to be 100% positive, you might just make a little dent in what you really are dealing with as far as negativity, worry, failure syndrome, you know, Murphy's Law. Some people walk around with a cloud of Murphy's Law. The worst thing that can happen will happen, and that's why it does. You ever see that bumper sticker that says SH space T happens? You know, I don't like to have that bumper sticker anywhere near me, because when I read it right away, I go, whoa, I want to shake that puppy off. No, bliss happens is the bumper sticker I want to make up. And also, Libra energy can actually blow up in your face, because the Libra charm is unbelievable. It's very charismatic. If you're a Libra rising, Libra moon, Libra sun, Mars or Venus, whatever, then you're going to have a power of love. And not only is it going to be with yourself, it's going to be with others. And if you're in a good state of mind, then you're going to be in a blissful state, and people are going to come to you. And you're going to be subject to having to make a choice, right? Because you might have a balance in your life romantically and socially, but suddenly, because you're such a cute Libra energy person, you're attracting all these elements into your life, and suddenly it's like a beauty pageant or some kind of popularity contest where you have to make a choice. Well, should I stay with the person I'm with, or should I play around on them, or should I try to adhere to more than one at once? And Libra power is intense because it is so charismatic and charming and manipulative that it can get you into a complicated, confused state. Let's take Farley Malaris here. You know, hey, if I wanted to, I could probably manage about 10 girlfriends at once. Not even you, the public, would know about it, and none of them would know about it either. But because I'm into karma, I won't do that kind of thing. Thank you, universe. I'm not going to do that. But still, you know, I'm charming enough to know that I'm charismatic enough that if I wanted to abuse that power, I could. You don't think there's other people out there that have my kind of power? You better believe they do. But they might not be a Farley Malaris. They might be, you know, instead of just being a flirt on the radio, which is pretty harmless because I'm here and you're there, you know, they'll actually manifest it. And they'll be married with 5 girlfriends and have a lot of problems because they're trying to manage all this garbage. It doesn't work. Scorpio factor can also get in trouble with their sexual addictions. That's right, a lot of obsession with Scorpio factor stuff because there's a need for so much variety sexually. And also, Scorpio factor doesn't like to be hurt. They contain things, and they explode with their emotions, either in a passion or a rage. depending on what part of the Scorpio you plug into. That's why it's real important, if you're a Scorpio factor person, to be nice to yourself and not put yourself in a position to develop that kind of rage. And Sagittarius factor, well, you know, they bolt. They have a gypsy thing inside of them where if things aren't going their way, they can get very depressed and run from everything. They have big escapist qualities. We talked about Capricorn factor, the martyr situation with that when you feel like running because you're failure-oriented. The Aquarius factor, very hot and cold. If you've ever been around an Aquarius person that was not happy or that was shut down, it's a very strange, uncomfortable experience for sure. Aquarians can be mean and can also lambast you mentally if they want to, or physically, depending on what kind of state of mind they're in. And finally, the Pisces energy, the most vulnerable and sensitive of the whole lot. Obviously, the most powerful as far as God power is concerned. The Pisces energy is incredible because we're talking about either total spiritual development and willpower beyond your wildest dreams, or awesome self-destruction and substance abuse and alcoholism in case they want to brutalize themselves and ruin their lives. So maybe, hopefully, this topic will help you get in touch with some of the negatives you are capable of, help you identify them, overcome them, and adhere to the miracles, to the positive, and to the confidence structures that you can now develop because you've heard this topic. And yes, in case I forgot to mention, we are in a moon wobble now, so that's no problem. No problem. Everything's wonderful. We love it. And I'm Farley Malaris, your pal, and I know a lot of you look forward to spending your afternoons with me. It's a very intimate, personal experience, and I relate to that. You know, I know when you put your Walkman headphones on, or when you take your lunch in your car, when you're driving every day, or when you go home or whatever, that you really feel like you're hanging out with Farley, you know, and I really do adhere to that vibration. And And oftentimes, as you know, I do trance out and have a communion with my higher self, with my conscious mind, and throw you into that same communion. Whether you know it or not, if you're feeling good during the show, your higher self clicks in with your conscious mind. And the show in itself is a miracle. You know, this show is a phenomenon of sorts. And I'm darn proud that you've all helped me manifest this and continue to keep manifest this show. This show is the Aries is 5 years old. It's going, hi, I'm the astrology hour. But anyway, you can call this place Astro, I guess.